Fans of the Dennis Who Invest podcast, if you feel like there was one particular episode in the back catalogue in the anthology of Dennis Who Invest podcast episodes that really, really, really was massively valuable to you, feel free to share that with a fellow dental colleague who's in a similar position so their understanding of finance can be elevated and they can hit the next level of financial success in their life. Also, as well as that, if you could take 2 seconds to rate and review this podcast, it would mean the world to me. What that would mean is that it drives this podcast further in terms of reach so that more dentists across the world can be able to benefit from the knowledge contained therein.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the Dentists Who Invest podcast.
Any second, live and in the house once again on the Dentists Who Invest Facebook group. Welcome everybody to this live Q&A between myself and the lovely Sarah Grace, where we're here to talk about mortgages in 2024 and also the outlook generally on the market and also what this means for dentists. Sarah, how are you this evening?
Yeah, great. Thank you. That's really good. Thank you for inviting me. I just need to say I haven't got my crystal ball.
Okay, disclaimer alert. Didn't waste any time getting that in, but no, it's fine. Because this is the thing, because I bet
it's
you can.
Just an opinion.
Yeah, and listen, you're so right. It's important to say that, right? Because especially with interest rates and things like that. Listen,
God,
interest rates, you're going to go, you'd be stinking rich, wouldn't you? You'd be incredibly wealthy. Yeah, so it's important to get that little disclaimer in there. By the way, Sarah, by way of disclaimer ping pong right back at you, if you see me looking down like this, I'm not being rude. I'm just having a look at the questions that are going to, that usually appear whenever we do those lives or whenever we do these lives in the Dentistry Invest Facebook group. They usually appear in the comment section. And on that note, everybody, if you're here watching this live with us this evening on Tuesday,
It's 26.
26, spot on the money. If you're here watching this podcast and Facebook Live on the 26th of March, 2024, feel free to go ahead and put live in the comment section on the chat on the Facebook group right under this video so we can see who's here with us this evening. If you're watching catch up, feel free to pop replay in the comment section so we've got a really good idea of how many people are watching this on replay, and we can of course tailor the content to those two demographics. So on that very note, feel free to do that, guys, who are watching this Facebook Live either on catch up or live. And coming back to this conversation this evening, feel free to pop any questions that you might have for Sarah whenever it comes to mortgages, and specifically mortgages whenever it comes to dentists, because that is of course Sarah's area of expertise. And on that very note, Sarah, I know you must get this question absolutely loads, but let's talk about what everybody talks about whenever it comes to mortgages, and those are interest rates. Where's your prediction for interest rates in 2024?
So you might have sort of heard a bit on the news last week that inflation looks like it's coming down. And that's good news. And if inflation comes down, the Bank of England base rate will also come down. So the governor was predicting sort of June for the bank base rate to decrease. Now they're saying it might be as early as May. So the way fixed rates are priced is based on predicted future Bank of England base rate. So if they're expecting the Bank of England base rate to fall, that means fixed rates will fall. So we've seen over the last month fixed rates increasing. So sort of towards the end of February, they plateaued and then they've been increasing again. So hopefully that will stop. I've had a couple of emails off lenders today saying that they're repricing and they are coming down. So fingers crossed, we're going to see fixed rates, because that's typically what people will, when they take out a mortgage, will go on a fixed rate initially. Not always, but that is typical, and especially when you're looking at a fixed rate lower than the Bank of England base rate. It's typical for a fixed rate. So If I was taking a mortgage out now, what would I go for? A 2 or a 5 year? Because that's what every lender tends to offer, is a 2 and a 5. You might get some with a 3 year. I would probably go with a 2 year. And that's because hopefully in 2 years' time, the bank base rate will be much lower than what it is today. So I think the prediction is that that's going to be starting with a 3 in 2 years' time rather than it's 5.25 today. So if that's the case, we'll hopefully see 2 and 5 year fixed rates starting with a 3 or, you know, thereabouts. So probably 1%, 1.5% lower than where we are today, which is why I wouldn't necessarily fix in for longer than 2 years if we're in a falling rate market.
Do you know what? Can I just say thank you to you for giving your prediction with that level of specificity? Because usually people dance around that, don't they? And they're like, well, we can't say for sure. Maybe it'll go higher. And they'll maybe give some general rules of thumb rather than saying where they think it's going to go. Of course, disclaimer in there. No one knows for sure. You don't have a crystal ball, right?
Yeah. And but the thing is my prediction is based on several other people that are far more qualified than me, you know, economists and that sort of thing. And that's what they're all predicting. So, you know, yes, there is no guarantee. And obviously there could be a worldwide event that ticks something off, and then interest rates, you know, that will have an impact on the interest rates then. You don't know. But, you know, let's hope things remain stable. And inflation is the key driver to interest rates, and hopefully that will continue to fall as it has been.
Yeah, well, it was ridiculously bad quite recently, wasn't it? So yeah, famous last words, but realistically it couldn't have got much worse.
No. And so yeah, that's all looking, all of the indicators are looking good. But also I think that those people that are in the glory of their fixed rate starting with a 1, whether we'll ever go back to those days, I think that might be a once in a, you know, lifetime, generation or whatever occurrence. So enjoy it whilst you've got it.
Yeah, something to brag about if you're in that zone, right?
1.22.
Sarah's not above bragging. No, I'm kidding. Awesome. Okay, cool. So that's generally market outlook for 2024. And you know what? Let's make it specific to dentists. Anything as dentists should know whenever it comes to purchasing property 2024 with regards to mortgages.
Right. So I've got some good news in that I've just had a new lender come on board. Which is great. This is for those clients that don't have a full 2 year track record. As long as they've got 3 pay schedules, and it doesn't matter whether it's NHS, private, because that could have caused a few issues with some lenders that they're happy to take NHS income but not private. All I need is your last 3 months' pay schedules. And we just add up all of the income, obviously the dentist share of that income, on those pay schedules, times it by 4 to give an annualised figure, and I can work off that for lending capacity, which is great.
No way. Is that something, yes. Has that ever been the case ever before, to your knowledge, that someone would accept that?
No. Wow. No. Well, we used to have Scottish widows, which you could actually, before you started there at your place of work. So let's say it's August, you're starting your associate position in September, and you've got a letter from a principal saying what your UDAs are going to be. Scottish widows would lend based on that, and you didn't need to have had any income come in whatsoever. But obviously Scottish widows have gone We've got a similar lender where they will do that, but they're more interested in UDAs, which, you know, NHS dentistry is not as popular as what it used to be.
There we are. Fascinating. Top stuff. Okay, cool. So at the minute, where you're at, Sarah, is you're, just to pull back to what you were saying earlier, based on the logic that you were speaking of just a second ago with regards to interest rates and what we think, emphasis on the word think, might happen, well, there's a lot of advantages, so we say, in a fixed 2-year based off what you've said. Should that prove true, disclaimer, as we're just making that super clear, to point out, is there ever a case for a variable mortgage in this day and age?
Yeah, so I'm just doing a couple of variables at the moment, and that's people coming off a fixed rate, and they're looking to perhaps move sometime later on this year, and the problem is we could get them a follow-on rate with their existing lender, or put them on a new fixed rate with a new lender, but they don't know what they're going to be buying. And so they want to have that flexibility so that, you know, should they find their dream home and they're going to have to go like 6 times income, because these dentists do like to push the boundaries. We need to have that flexibility. So I will then put people on trackers, and that where there's no exit penalties, so that you've got that full flexibility of being able to go to the whole of market when you find your dream home.
There you go. I'm interested to know, and actually this is another question that I had with relevance to 2024. And I'm speaking in very broad terms here, because obviously you're going to see a real variance in terms of demographics that come to your office. How have the demographics of those who are looking for a mortgage shifted with time? So what I mean by that, are people generally older? Are they younger? Yeah. Are they, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah, like I think nationally, the average first-time buyer now is certainly into their 30s. We still, you know, I'm doing some mortgages at the moment for people that are like 24 and that. So, you know, but that's possibly because dentists do tend to earn, you know, a decent money. And also, you know, they've perhaps got their family, which Bank of Mum and Dad are giving them their deposits. Or lending them their deposits, you know, one or the other. So I think that, you know, that the dental sort of clients, they're probably still much younger than the national average, but that's probably just because of their income and that.
There we go. Fascinating stuff. What about single versus in item with another individual?
A lender asked me for those stats, and I can't remember. We did do quite a lot of single mortgages. I'm just trying to think what those were. We did do quite a lot of single mortgages, and we had slightly higher stats that were men over women. That were single applicants, but still very good. But the women on their own, buying on their own, were higher than the national average.
Good to know. Okay, cool. Well, listen, Sarah, what we like to do on these Tuesday Lives on the Dentistry Invest Facebook group, what we like to do is keep them fresh, impactful, and concise. And usually what that means is we aim for around the 15-20 minute mark whenever it comes to these live Q&As. And on that note, we're coming up to the 15 minute mark very, very, very soon. And I was just wondering, before we part ways and we shake hands, we thank you for your time tonight on the Dentistry Invest Facebook group, have you got any general words of wisdom or us dentists need to know whenever it comes to taking out a mortgage in 2024? Anything we should know?
The couple of things that have caught clients out recently is pension contributions. They've, you know, because obviously this tax year and also next, until potentially we've got a new government, you can do 60k into a pension. And that's caught somebody out because it, you know, and their accountant was like saying, yeah, but you can add it back in. And yes, we do have some lenders that you can add the pension contribution back in. But if you want to have the choice of the market, you can't, you know, that your high street lenders will not add back your pension contribution. So I would say, because also with pension contributions, you can do the sort of carry back. So you can go back to years that you haven't maximised your pension. You know, it's not a case of we get to the end of the tax year and if you don't use it, you lose it. Always, you know, speak to a mortgage advisor. We're also getting towards end of tax year. And so if you're doing tax returns and that sort of thing, you know, you might want to perhaps not put some expenses through. If you've gone on a course, I spoke to an accountant just this last week and somebody had paid quite a chunky amount for a course and they said that they could put the majority of that through in next tax year because the course is still running in next tax year. Which then that made their income higher for the current tax year so that when we get to the 6th of April, they can do the tax return and we're using a higher figure on the tax return.
Oh, interesting. So basically, if you throw anything in there that's tax deductible, that may not be considered as part of your income by some lenders.
Yeah, so if you've got 15K on a course and you put it all through because you want to reduce your tax bill, well, then that's going to have an impact on your borrowing because it will reduce your borrowing by 15K straight away.
There we are. Interesting. Okay, didn't know that. And listen, this sort of stuff is flipping gold dust to dentists because not even all of the financiers know this stuff sometimes. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Anything else dentists need to know?
Well, always speak to a mortgage advisor, ASAP, even if it's just for a chat and how does it all work? Because, you know, hopefully we'll all be able to give them tips and that of things to sort of be mindful of. But keep your credit clean. Not that I have a problem normally with dentists with poor credit, but... yeah, get electoral roll. That's the one thing, is make sure you're on the electoral roll where your bank statements are at. You know, quite a few people still leave them themselves on the mum and dad home and they might live somewhere else now. Try and have everything all aligned so that it's all got the same address.
Boom. Sarah, thank you so much for your hot and fast wisdom tonight on the Facebook group and the Dentists Who Invest podcast. If anybody listening to this wants to get in touch with you, how are they best off doing that?
We're online. You can go through our website, which is www.sarah-grace.co.uk. Phone, office number 0203-633-888.
Top stuff. Sarah, thanks so much for your time once again. I'm sure we'll see each other super soon.
Yeah, lovely. Great. Thanks, James. See you soon.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please hit follow or subscribe so you can stay up to date with information on new podcasts which are released weekly.
Please also feel free to leave a positive review so others can learn about this podcast and benefit from it. I would also encourage any fans of the podcast to sign up to the free Facebook community from which the podcast originated. please search Dentists Who Invest on Facebook and hit join to become part of a community of thousands of other dentists interested in improving their finances, well-being, and investing knowledge. Looking forward to seeing you on there.